14 people were arrested at the General Assembly during an overnight sit-in where they demanded to speak with House Speaker Tom Tillis. They were there lobbying for more than 10 hours with organizers of the Moral Monday protests. As Jorge Valencia reports, the sit-in is one of the new ways Moral Monday organizers are trying to get attention from lawmakers.
It started out like this. People went to the offices of State House Speaker Tom Tillis at 3:30 p.m. They included pastors and people earning low wages at fast food restaurants, Wendy's, Bojangles. They wanted to tell Tillis that North Carolina should expand Medicaid and unemployment benefits. But Tillis wasn't in his office, and not long after...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now back to the top of the calendar. House Resolution 1180, the clerk will read.
Tillis presided over a House of Representatives session and then left the building. But demonstrators waited. After 9 p.m., when the legislative building officially closed, they were still waiting. About once every half hour late Wednesday and early this morning, General Assembly Police Lieutenant Martin Brock told them they were trespassing and could be arrested.
Is everyone in the field?
Yes.
Building's closed. You're free to leave at any time.
Yes.
And I'm asking you to leave.
No.
Last year, more than 900 demonstrators with the Moral Monday movement were arrested while protesting in the building. This summer, the state chapter of the NAACP is working to mobilize voters and citizen lobbyists. Professor David Zondermann of NC State University told People what to say yesterday about expanding unemployment benefits.
This is good for the state. We can do it without breaking our own budget. We don't pay back our debts with those the least able to do it. And this is not putting people back to work. It's driving them further underground and more desperate. And that's not what we ought to be doing.
Dozens of volunteers went to lawmaker offices in the whole building. But the only sit-in was in the offices of Speaker Tillis, who is also North Carolina's Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. As the night wore on, people huddled in sleeping bags, eating pizza and fried chicken. Police warned them 8 times, and protester Ruby Harris asked a question.
I mean, you keep saying we're going to get arrested. But if we don't leave the premises, we're still here. So we're not leaving. So what's going to happen when we don't leave? I mean, you said this is your 6th time in here?
It's my hope that you will leave.
We will be here until Tom Tillis gets here in the morning.
Okay.
The last police visit was at about 2 a.m. Officers zipped plastic ties around the demonstrators' wrists and took them to the Wake County Detention Center. Tillis' staff declined to comment on the sit-in, but Republican leaders have said their policies to not expand welfare programs, like unemployment, have encouraged people to find jobs. Early in the morning, the only job left was that of Tillis' legislative assistant, Will Morales, who was in the office all night. He threw away pizza boxes, rolled up sleeping bags, and vacuumed the carpet. He said the office will need to be clean because Tillis will be in early and has a busy day ahead. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.